Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim, is daf Kuf Yud Beit, and we're holding on the fourth line. So the Mishnah continued on. We went through that which is Mutter to do Lechatchila. We went through different levels, Chiyuv Chatas, Potter, Avloser, and then we said that the Heter would be, let's say, tying the ties on a blouse. So sometimes a blouse has these nice little cloth ties on them. You could tie those. So that was the last thing we said. Kosher miftechei chaluka. Today the Gemara wants to know what the chiddush would be in such a thing. I mean, that is absolutely going to be untied tonight. I mean, you've got to take off her blouse, so it's not, nobody's going to leave it on. In which case, what possible issur could there be? There's no key into it at all. And therefore, pshita, lo tzricha de'itla trei dashi. It's talking about over here that there are two separate ties, and that you really could take off your blouse by taking off one of them and slipping it over your head or something. It's not absolutely necessary. You leave one in permanently, and that makes it loose enough. So, you might think that one of these ties is considered to be batel, and therefore it's permanent, since you never know which one you might leave in. Kamash malan, that the fact that each one of them is made to be untied, either this one or that one, at one point or another, that itself is considered to be a kesher she'eino shel. It has to, doesn't have to be that specifically this particular one, I know for a fact, is going to be untied today. This is Amos Rishonim Lohan. And the other chiddush is, it's in the Mishnah, that she can also tie chutes vachar. This is basically a bonnet, and a bonnet is, again, obviously going to be untied. What kind of permanence could there possibly be in a bonnet? It's talking about over here that it isn't tied tightly around her for a cold winter's day. It's just tied so that if there's a big wind, it's not going to blow away. So you might think, therefore, that since the hat is easy, the bonnet is easily removed without untying it, so it's considered to be permanent. That her permanent is more important than the permanent knot. The Isha Kasal Sala, after coming back from the hairdresser, you'd be darn sure she is not going to pull that bonnet off her head. She's going to untie it and remove it very carefully. And therefore, Misha Sharyala. Amazing how contemporary these things are. Things don't change. Ritzot min al pisanda. And the next thing we said is, you could tie your shoelaces. Now, itma. Hitir ritzot min al pisanda. The truth is, when it comes to the question of min al pisanda, we also have three different dargot. Because one braita said, you're chayav chatas for taking out the ritzua. One braita says, v'tani hida, you're potter from a chayav chatat, but still, it's usher to do. And the third braita says, it's mutter even l'chatchila. Now, obviously we're going to have to explain this both in terms of the minal and both in terms of the sandal. So kashi minal minal, so kashi sandal sandal. So the minal minal, I can give you three scenarios, each one being very different, which result in three separate piskei halachot. We're talking about chiyuv chatat. That is talking about the original pressing through the straps, which are put in from the bottom, and there he ties the bottom so it never comes out. That is done by the shoemaker, and that is permanent, and that is professional, and that is a knot that keeps the dinim of knots according to all the shitas. It's a permanent knot that is also done by a mumcha. And therefore, it's Malachat Oman, even according to Shita, the Rambam, and the Rif. And for that, for sure, you're going to be Chayav Chatas. Now, the second case of Potter Abel Oser, that's talking about a rabbinic kind of knot. A rabbinic kind of knot means, as opposed to professional businessmen and so on, who need to look really spiffy, and who therefore will tie their shoes on carefully every day, loosen it, and then retie it so that it's very tight on their feet. Rabbis generally look a little sloppish, you know. So they leave their shoes loose enough to be able to get their foot into, and they'll untie it and retie it if they come to a muddy place where the shoe might be sucked off by the mud or something like that. But generally speaking, they're not going to be bothered every single day. So it's going to be there for a while, an unspecified amount of time. That is considered to be also min rabbana, but it's not a permanent knot, that's for sure, so it's out of your contest. Mutter l'chatkila, that's talking about L.A. again. The people that live in Mufusa, they got to come in and everybody's showing off in the boardroom. And obviously, he's got to be wearing the latest Italian. It's got to be fitted to a T, just like his suit. And because of that, he's going to be matir his knot every single day. So the B'nai Makuza, so this man wears a rabbinic knot. This is Richie the rabbi, the captain. Hello, Rich. Good to see you, Rich. And the B'nai Makuza, that's mutter because they're going to take it off and put it on every day. And that is completely not correct. When it comes to a sandal, sandal a sandal or kasha. Again, what do you tell me chayav katan? You say your chayav katas, that's talking about those Arab sandals. Where these guys have to have the sandals for today. They do an awful lot of walking. And over there, that is done, the original ritzuah, the strap, is tight, being katre ushkefin. That is done to size, and that's done by a professional. So the shoemaker does that. Potter aval aser, that's talking about berchumrata de katre ino. That is talking about the type of normal sandal where you just stick in, so they're generally worn loose. And because of that, yeah, you put them in, tie them, and then you leave it that way. You take your foot in and out. Every once in a while, you may take it and tie it a little tighter, you know, but I mean, it could stay that way for months. So over there, that's mutter l'chatchila. That's potra v'lasa. The mutter l'chatchila, that is the type of sandal which is shared by two people of different sizes. And so therefore, every single time that you're putting it on, which happens very often at beach house and so on, different kids are taking the sandals, you know, and they're going out, everybody has to put it on and retie it, put the flap on to a different size. So that, like Rav Yehuda was very poor. He was the brother of Zalach Hasidah. So he had one pair of sandals in the house. They couldn't afford two, and he would share it with his son, who was much smaller than him. And Zimbin Nafik Be'yu. And Zimbin Nafik Be'yanuka, sometimes his little kid went off with it. And they came to Abaye. So he comes to Abaye. He says, look, you know, I want to make this the size that my son will be able to wear. Can I do that today at Shabbat? Amaleki, I got no mice. He said, well, it's not a problem as long as you're willing to bring a korban chatas, you know. So it's a chiyav chatas. Says Rabbi, chiyav chatas, my God. I was only asking whether it was potel av osr. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's a chiyav chatas. Hashta potel av osr was the maximum that I thought I had a problem. I was going to ask you. And you're coming to talk. Even that, kakashli, I didn't think that really made sense. And you're coming along to tell me it's a chiyav chatas. So Abaye realized that it must be that he doesn't understand the case. The Abaye said to him, I understand. If you're taking a sandal, and you're remaking the sandal now for somebody else, so, because he thought, he meant, I'm taking my old pair of shoes, giving it to my kid, and I'm going to have it remade so that now it fits my son, so then that's a permanent knot. So therefore he asked him, my time, I don't get it. Why did you think it would be maybe the butter? On my way, because Mishum de Bechonami is in the Nafik de Be'ana, is in the Nafik de Yanuka. Even on a normal day, we just switch on and off. We only have one pair. Sometimes I wear it, and sometimes my son wears it. Oh, said Abai, why did you say so? Then it becomes a knot that's tied every day, and that for sure is even mutter, that's the case in the Mishnah, which is not likium at all.
It's a single knot, right? The double knot would change the whole situation. Even double knot?
Well, again, as we mentioned yesterday, this is something of a myth, the story of a double knot. Because, again, it depends which... The problem is like this. The Rambam's Shita, as I mentioned to you yesterday, the Rif Shita, which we're machmir according to, is essentially a kula, because this Shita is that it's... Even a Kesher Shel Kayama is not Osir except Midarabonim. Only a Kesher Shel Uman, who is a professional knot, which is how he understands the Mishnah, which refers to the captain's knot. Richie ties a knot. You know, I mean, he'll sit there for 5 hours trying, wait a minute, was it this one or was it this one? But after the 5 hours, he generally gets a knot that will last for 5 minutes.
Or not. Not tying without
one of my... He went the whole course for 3 years for this, but can't quite get the knot straight.
I've done that in practice.
Yeah. My God, I generally come like an hour after he says he's going out on the boat. I should be done with that. An hour later, he's still tinkering with the knots. I got plenty of time. Anyway, so that is a professional knot, as you can easily see by that hat that he's wearing. Only a real captain wears that hat. Okay, but the problem is that according to the Rambam, all kishorim that can be extended. The other shifas who aren't makel legabe the knot that your chiyuv chatas don't have the chumra of the Rambam, but any texture that's mitkayim because it's tight is osur. They say it simply depends on how long it's going to be there. It isn't a function of how long it could be there, but how long it will be there. What's the plan? That's the point. So because of that chumrah, even though it's, again, as we mentioned yesterday, if it's b'makom tsar, or if it's b'makom and happened by accident, let's say your loop turned into a knot, so then everybody agrees almost that it's not kedai to be machmir under those circumstances. But l'maisa, that's where the deal came from, a double knot. It's that chumrah that has nothing to do with intent.
I mean, sorry, we hope it's not at their right.
That's correct.
Wait, what about the
no, for sure it's not at their right.
The Lake Rambam, we hope it's not at their right.
No, even that not, because it would also have to be permanent to be a derived. There's two issues. Yeah. Everybody's motive is not a derived.
What about the idea that you're able to do it with one hand?
That's a separate thing.
That's a separate thing
that we talked about yesterday, which we're going to be getting back to with the loop question. We're getting back to the loops. Okay, but anyway, getting on. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is walking behind the Abaye, and they're in a Carmelite where Tiltol is Osir Arba Amod, but only Midrabbanan. And Fum, the Ritzua of his sandal, tears. So he says, now what am I supposed to do? Omele, my Navigli. So here the problem is he can't carry the sandal. But on the other hand, if the sandal is broken, so then he can't wear it either. Now that's not so obvious. Why can't he wear it and carry it on his foot? Because the din is, l'chora, that... There's two issues over here. One problem is shivrei kelim. People used to hear shivrei kelim, that if something breaks on Shabbat, it becomes muktzeh. But that's not strictly true. It's only if it breaks and it's useless. But if it can be used for something, then it's not considered to be muktzeh. Over here, the sandal can obviously be used for something. So in this case, I understand he can't carry it because it's a carmelite. But if he could still wear it, so then it should be considered to be all right. So the problem over here is, as we'll see, that it has to be normally wearable. What is that called, wearable? And normally wearable means also presentable when it comes to a piece of clothing. So, and we're going. This is what our sugya begins now to deal with. So, Rabbi Avu tells him, well, what you do is pick up something that's not muktzeh, a piece of reed that's not attached to the ground, which could be eaten by the hema, and therefore it's considered to be non-muktzeh. Use that as a temporary knot, and tie it, and then you can carry it. Now, Abaye, in a similar situation, use it a temporary shoelace.
Find something.
Yeah, a gumi, a piece of reed. Abaye was standing by Rabbi Yosef, and Yitzchak Leiritzua, and he said, so what do I do? And he says to him, leave it here. Leave it here, and this was in a chotzer, not in a garment. So leave it here in the chotzer, and don't carry it. So again, there's a question. Why? I mean, if it's shivrei kelim, it shouldn't be muktzeh. Or, the other question is, you are allowed to move muktzeh, according to Moshitas, with your foot. Well,
here it's really the way it is. So.
Oh, it's interesting. The Chazanish brings Raya from here. Like the shita, this is his shita. You can't really move muktzeh with a foot.
Anytime?
Yeah, his shita. And even though, what about all those cases of the Gemara, like lying down on straw and moving it around with your body and so on and so forth? He says, because that's not called, even though you are moving it, the act is not an act of carrying. It's an act of lying on. Nobody would say, okay, I'm going to pick up the straw and move it. That's not the point. But over here, if that is the point, then you see from the Gemara that it's also. Now, of course, the obvious time of the Chazanish, which the Acharonim bring, is what Rabbi Yaakov just said. This is the way that you carry a sandal. I mean, so obviously, if it's not a good sandal, so then Lechora, indeed, it would be also. Anyway, so he said, leave it here. So, yes, why would I leave it here? Why is this any different than the case we just brought, the famous case with Rabbi Yirmiyah, where he was matter him to tie something to it? So why do I have to leave it? That's because it was a carmelite. So you, in that case, if you don't tie something to it, you're going to lose your shoe. Somebody's going to come and pick it up and steal it. I think it's a hefker. But over here, it's a chutzer, and it's a chutzer that's a bishtamer. What are you going to lose if you leave it here? Leave it here. You won't barefoot. So again, we see that there's an aftamina in terms of carrying it for itself. Now, normally speaking, you don't carry muktzeh for itself. You can use muktzeh for the tzarech of something else. Over here, we're saying you're going to lose it. That's an issue of carrying it for itself. So here, once again, comes the question of carrying on a foot or shivrei kelim for itself is mutter. Even though normally muktzeh wouldn't be mutter. Again, it's a very rich subject in terms of muktzeh issues. the thing is, we haven't gotten to the Mumps issues yet, so I don't want to focus on it, but we'll talk about it later on when we get there. Anyway, so then he asked them, but the truth is, what's wrong with this sandal? It's still a perfectly usable sandal. Hamanahu, because even though it tore, and the case over here was that it tore on the ring that is on the outside, not the one between the inside, between the 2 feet. Because of that, it's very visible. And since it's visible, it's not fixable unless you remake it. But the fact that you're going to tie something is always going to be ugly and unacceptable. You're not going to walk out with it. But if I wanted to, I could switch the directions of the sandal. They didn't used to have a Birkenstock soles, you know, or footbeds. They were just flat beds. So therefore, I could just take my right-hand sandal, turn it into the left hand. Then the outside one becomes the inside one, and nobody's going to notice. So why are you considering this to be a broken, useless sandal? What's the problem? Oh, my lad, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yochanan spent a lot of time working out the sugya Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and because of that, it's clear that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise, why did he work so hard on making it work Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? What are we talking about? Which Rabbi? I don't know what you're talking about. Mighty. Oh, I'll give you some background over here, okay? Let's start off with the sugya that Tosefta and Kaylee, which talks about the Tanya, Sandal Shenifsku Shtei Oznah. If you have a sandal in which both of the Oznayim have been broken, or both of the Tarsiotav have been broken, now the sandal, like our sandals, consists of consists of the main body of the sandal and then the back. Wow, that's an awful pretty sandal. Yeah, that makes sense. Simple? Actually, these are pretty fancy sandals. I gotta get a couple pictures of these sandals. But anyway, it does not. But look, every sandal has got this lower piece. This is a fancy from our Roman. No. There are two sets, at least, of straps. Right, so there's the straps that are closer to the back. And there's the straps that are closer to the front, right?
The heel
towards the heel. Take a look at the picture. There's two. These and those, right? Here, these and those. Every set of the modern sandals has two parts, almost always.
One starts in the middle, then one goes back.
One is towards the middle, and one is exact. So now the oznav are the ones that are closest to the back of the sandal. And they're thicker, they're wide. They look like ears, basically. They're not just strings. The lower part is generally just a thin strap or a string. So we call the upper ones ears, and the lower ones tarsiot. Tarsiot is like rings in which I'll put through the lace or the whatever it is that I'm using. Now, our assumption is that when it says shtei oznav or shtei tarsiotav, what that means is the inner one and the outer one of each set. Either the tarsiot, the in and out, or the oznav, in and out. So in such a case, or if the entire sole was busted, nito kol hakafshelo, then this is sandal, even if it was tameh before it becomes tahar, because it's not a kli at all. But if one of its oznayim, or one of the tarsiotav, again the mashgot being either, o shenital rov hakafshel, only most of the sole was busted, then it's not considered to be a useless sandal, and it retains its tuma, because, why? Because it can be fixed. Why? Because I can, is it going to be ugly, and everyone will see where I re-sewed it? No, because I can always, apparently, flip the inside to the outside by changing the right-hand shoe to the left-hand sandal. And there, nobody's going to notice if the inner one was fixed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you cannot switch it. And therefore, it depends which one tore. Nifsika pnimit, then it retains its tuma. But if the outside was torn, and you're going to fix it, it's going to be ugly, nobody's going to wear that, and therefore, it's not considered to be a sandal at all, and then it was torn. Okay, so now that's the machlok for Rabbi Rabba. Do we accept switching right for left? Okay, now we understand already what this has to do with the conversation. So in other words, if I find that Rabbi Yochanan, and I still haven't gotten to that part yet, but we will. If I find that Rabbi Yochanan seemed to believe Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that you cannot switch inside to outside, your question is irrelevant, because you said, well, I could always switch the left hand to the right hand and thereby switch the outside to the inside. But Rabbi Yochanan tried to make sure that the sugya works out a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that he didn't accept what you're saying, la halacha. Now, it's true that this is only legabi tum'ah, not Lagabi Shabbat. But take a look at this next piece. Furthermore, here's the next piece of information you need to know, is that Omar Ulavi Temer Rabba Barbakana Omar of Yochanan, Kimach look at the Nyan Tuma, Kachmach look at the Nyan Shabbat. The question of whether the sandal is considered to be a kli and usable is true vis-a-vis Shabbat as well, exactly as it is here. But not when it comes to chalitza. Now, that is a rather opaque statement. Not when it comes to chalitza. In what direction? It's not a machloket, meaning everybody agrees it's definitely not a good sandal to use for chalitza, or everybody agrees it is a good sandal to use for chalitza. So here's where we get into the insight as to whether Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Because we asked over there, what did he mean to say? Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Daman. Was he saying Aliba Rabbanan? In other words, he was saying like this. Since Legabe Tum'ah, the Rabbanan allows switching the left to the right, and therefore it retains its Tum'ah because it's still Monahabi. Therefore, La'inin Shabbat is also a kosher sandal. But when it comes to Chalitza, it is not a kosher sandal. The Lav Monahu. That cannot be what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Because it says Beferush in the Mishnah in Yevamot that if you use a left-hand sandal on the right-hand shoe, it makes no difference. You can use a little small b'yamin, the chalitza is kosher. So if anything, chalitza is the place where we should be most makel, not more machmer. Therefore, the only way of understanding Rabbi Yochanan's statement is that he was saying, well, even though Rabbi Yehuda is a great concern of mine, in other words, and Lagabe the Dinam of Tuma, we will not accept switching right to left, and therefore it loses its Tuma. Lavmano, it's not considered to be a kli. That is true Lagabe Shabbat, and therefore Lagabe Shabbat we have the Chumra that it's Mukta, and it's Lavmana, but not for Chalitza. When it comes to Chalitza, even Rabbi Yehuda would be made, since it says in the Mishnah Yevamos you can use a left shoe on a right foot. So then Rabbi Yehuda apparently would not be mocked to say you cannot switch, right? So therefore, since Lagabe Chalitza, it's mono. Wait a minute, says the Gemara, does that? I mean, this is an aside, obviously, vis-a-vis us. But is that really true? Does that follow? Because to say that you can use a left sandal on your right foot is a kosher chalitza, that's talking about a left sandal that is not broken. It's 100% a sandal. Okay, so fine, I understand that. Hey, the middle day manu, that's over there because for its own use as a left-hand sandal, it's good. But over here, it's not usable for what it was meant to be. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even for chalitza, it's no good. So Akala Milte Lav Manahu. Because remember that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that if the outside one of the rings tears, it's tahar because it's ugly when you repair it. So Alma Lav Manahu. So that doesn't help to explain Rabbi Yochanan as working out a Libra Rabbi Yehuda. No, it doesn't. Le'olam Libra Rabbi Yehuda. And the idea over here is Ema v'chein v'chalitza, on the contrary. What Rabbi Yochanan said was that just like by Tuma it's nanamana, by Shabbos it's nanamana, and so too for chalitza it's nanamana, and I know what you're going to think. You're going to think I'm making a mistake here. But I'm not, because even though it says, in the Mishnah, the chalitzata is kshera, it's only because of miltemono. But if it's broken for its own normal usage, then it's broken using on the other foot also. That's good for what Rabbi Yochanan's condition is. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan worked out the whole sugya in such a way that the chiddush is aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you think that that's an indication that he holds a Rabbi Yehuda? So how could we say that Rabbi Yochanan, that's, you want to say I could be switching my right to my left, and therefore why are you telling me I can't wear this sandal? It is repairable. And therefore, you still have a din of amana. You're telling me you could switch it. But I believe that if Rabbi Yochanan went to this kind of tircha, that obviously we don't accept that halacha. Okay. Asking more, but is it true that Rabbi Yochanan really passed my tribute to be on Rabbi Yochanan? Do we not have overall a kabbalah of the Rabbi Yochanan holds all over the Stam Mishnah? And it says b'feirush in the Stam Mishnah and Kalim that a sandal where one of the oznayim tore. And he fixes it. It retains the tumah of midrash that was on it from before. Now, my lav, we could skip the parentheses for now, we're going to be getting back to it. My lav, when it says one of them, obviously, it doesn't specify which one, and that would imply it doesn't matter whether it's the inner one or the outside one, and that means that he does not hold the Rabbi Yehuda, because if he passed like a Stam Mishnah, and over here, even if the outside one tore, the outside one doesn't remove the din of the cleat from it. Why not? It must be because you could switch your sandals. Because otherwise it's broken. You'll never wear it because it's ugly. So that would mean that he is paskening not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no way that it would be the same in either direction. Here it's saying, No, what do you say? He'll have to understand that as the pnimit. So in other words, if the pnimit tore, it doesn't lose its shame kli, and therefore it is considered still to be tamei because the zav was doris on it. So that's tamei midras. And it's true that it's a little bit of a push, but what can you do? That must be the meaning of the Mishnah. No, that cannot be the meaning of the Mishnah. It's ridiculous to say that that's the meaning of the Mishnah. Because then what are you saying? The pnimit dafka, but what? The chitzonah? You're saying then, since we're going to leave it reviewed, huh? Then it would lose its tumah, because the chitzonah, what's it worth? It's useless. You can't fix it. It's too ugly. That's what you're saying. That's reviewed a shita. So then what would be the din? It would be tahor if the outside ritzua tore, correct? Excuse me, Iyachi. Will you please read the rest of the Mishnah, and you'll see that that doesn't hold up. Because what does the rest of the Mishnah say? He continues on to say, Nifzika hashnia, if the second one tears, and he fixes it, now it becomes tahor from its original midras, okay? But, and that's not because, gentlemen, not because it was broken, as we'll see in a moment, but because it is no longer the sandal that used it. In other words, this has so changed in the course of the repairs that for all intents and purposes, it's a new cleat. However, it never lost entirely its din of cleat at any point. Therefore, it remains tomei because it touched itself. So as it transformed into a new sandal, when you repaired the second tear, it was in touch with something that had been tomei midras. Okay? And that's called maga midras, when something touches itself. But anyway, I ask you, for heaven's sake, why do you need to come to a matzah in which you need to talk about what the din was if both of them tear? What do you mean if both of them tear? According, you're saying it's going on in the review then. So then the only thing that matters to us is the outside. Because you're saying originally we only meant the insides. What do you have to say both? Just say, but if the outside tears, all you need to say is, where do we say this after where the pnimit tore? But if the chitzonah tore, it would be tar. Isn't that what you want to say? Since we go through this complication, well, if both of them tear, and you fix it, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the difference should be very clear. Inside, outside, upside down. Omer of Yitzhar ben Yosef, okay, look, I know you're not going to like me saying this, but on the other hand, do we really want to say that Rabbi Yochanan made an error here? I mean, he passes like a Stam Mishnah, but he still passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, you must have understood that this Mishnah is talking about a sandal that has four oznayim and four tarsiotayim, or four, right? So in other words, it has two flaps on the top. Not that unusual. In fact, I think that pretty Roman sandal that you showed us, which, I would think was a woman's if I didn't know it was a feminine Roman senator. Yeah. So that's something like that, right? Got like two places where you tear the top, tie the top around the top, bottom here. So it's got two upper tongues, and we call it, here we call them ears. The inside part's the tongue, the outside part's the ears. Or it's got two of the lower parts. And when it said both, it didn't mean both sides, because of course both sides, according to the unit, would be torn completely. It's talking about both of them, meaning on the same side, of course. That's the Kiddush. Shalom is part of our rupture of Yochanan. Look, I mean, I know that this is very far-fetched, but I don't want just to say that we should ignore what Rav Yochanan said. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Rav Chana Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Halachah Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan says, Ain Halachah Rav Yehuda. Now you're really in trouble. I mean, you could try to shtup Rav Yochanan in with a shorn as much as you want, but the bottom line is, we have a report that Rav Yochanan said b'feirush, that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which is consistent with what we're saying here, and it's a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But, oh my gosh, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, I thought we just proved that we had this whole kvetch arrived, shouted Rabbi Yochanan that the whole thing should work out, like Abi Chalitza, only the chiddush should be out leaving Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we just say, according to Mitarit, Rabbi Yochanan, leave the Rabbi Yehuda? He must hold the Rabbi Yehuda. Shema Minak Rabbi Yehuda's fearless. Look, this happens very often. There's Amorayin in Ha'al Liv Rabbi Yochanan. There's a whole shita among the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan that he did not pass in Tistam Mishnah. And we find this very, very often, that there are two approaches in Rabbi Yochanan's Beis HaMidrash. This has got to be one of those cases. So those who hold the Paskin like the Stam Mishnah do not accept that entire analysis of he's trying to work out a little bit of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tanatam, we have another Mishnah that, and this Mishnah also appears in Kehilim, that Kol Klei Ba'alei Batim Shiorim Shioran Kerimonim. Remember we spoke about the different types of Kehilim, Klei Eitz. If they've got a hole in them that is so large that a pomegranate could fall out, forget about it. It's a useless kli. Now, Boy Chizkiah asked, he was just in a completely different context, right? He just asked when they learned that Mishnah. So he said, tell me something. How about if there was a hole, Kamotzi Zayat, which doesn't passel, doesn't take away the shame kli. The guy fixes that hole and he fills it up with that wood putty. Okay. Now, another hole right next to it opens to it, which is also Kamotzi Zayat. And the guy seals that, the Satmo. And this, he keeps going on like this until finally, the areas that are next to each other, sealed with wood putty, are the size of the Motzi Rimon. But there never was one point in time where there was a hole big enough to be Motzi Rimon. What's the din in that case? Said Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, who was a boy in the shir, and he said, Rabbi, Shanita Lanu, didn't you teach us back in the sugya of sandal, that a sandal shenipsika achat miosnav vitikna, it's tamei midras. If nipsika shniya vitikna, it's tahor min hamidras, but it's still tamei maga midras. Now we all ask you in class, how do you explain that? It mashna rishona, when the first side broke, it didn't lose its tuma, right? Because the second one was there. But when the second one broke, he already had fixed the first one. So there really should be no difference between case A and case B. So why is it that in case A it retains midras, but in case B it was only tamei maga midras? And you explain, we asked you, and you explained to us that once you have made such a dramatic change, that had it been that way initially, it wouldn't have been a kli, then when it is a kli, it's considered to be panim chadashot ba'olakan. And it is a kli, but it's a different kli that has merely been in touch with itself, but is not the same kli it was. So, the same thing should be true over here. Ha'anami, since we have filled each one of them separately, it doesn't matter. Once you get to the point that the original tikkun, had it been this size, would have already been mevatel the tumah, then it should be panim chadashot ba'olakan, Rebbe. Said Chizkiah, my God, this boy is not human. Brilliant. Korea, like, ah, late Ben Barnes, this is not a human. Or some say he said, now this is a human. Everybody else around here, a bunch of donkeys. From Rabbi Zer, Amavava Bar Zimuna, indeed. Imri Shonim b'nei Malachim, Anu b'nei Anashim. If we view the earlier Dorot as being supermen, so they're basically Malachim, we could say we're human. But if you think those guys are human, then man, we are donkeys. Anu b'kamor, and not the highest quality donkeys either. I mean, because the Chamor of Chanina ben Doisa, he would not touch. That's a donkey who knew you can't eat something that was a Meister, refused to eat, or a Pinchas ben Yoyer, you know, I mean, he would give change and so on when necessary. So we were just regular donkeys. Elakishar Chamorim. Miftah Chaluka Pshita. So minala minala kasha dekteni chayav chatat is talking about the shoemakers, rushkefin. Potter avalaser is talking about rabbis. Mutala chatkila is talking about the fancy guys in the boardrooms of B'nai Machuza. Sandala sandala kasha dekteni chayav chatat is talking about taile, the kachar rushkefin. Potter avalaser is talking about chumrata, the kachar inu. Mutala chatkila is talking about a sandal and afkebe betray, like the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda chudar of tzala chasida, so he comes out to the Kamid Abai. I'm like, what about tying this on Shabbat? I'm like, yeah, sure, all you gotta do is bring the Kor Mechatas. I'm like, what? Ask the potter of a lotzer kakashim. You're telling me it's a chi of chattas? Said, wait. Something's missing. My timer. I'm like, well, because Rishon B'chol Nami, we switch off in the course of one day. Zin nafkina be'ana, zin nafkina be'yanuk. I'm like, oh, when you say so. Yachim muta lechatchila. Rabbi Yirmiyahu because about the Rabbi Abahu be'karmeli, ifskalei ritzu the sandal. Omale, oy, ay, ay, my navidla. Omale, look, shkol gmilach. And at least it shouldn't be booked. It's chosel ma'achal be'ema. And kol chaluyeh. Abaya Abikar Kamedir of Yosef, it's a player, Tomale, my Abidle, Omale Shavke, Omale, my Shlom in Rabbi Yirmiya. It's a big difference. That was a Carmelite, which is low Minta. Here it's a nice Chotzer, and it's Minta. But I understand what the problem is. It's a mona. I could always switch my right for the left, right? And Ibn Afik Lami Amin Lesmol, Omale, because I don't buy into that. Because since we could have been tired for Rabbi Yochanan, Dafka Libra Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you cannot switch right to left. Shmami Nahaloka Rabbi Yehuda. What are you referring to? The Tanya. Sandal Shenifseku Shte Oznav Oshte Tarsiotav. Oshenital Kol HaKaf Shaloto. But if only Achat Mi Oznav, or Achat Tarsiotav, or just Rov HaKaf Shalot was Nital Tameh. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. If the pnimit was nifskat's repairable, and then it's tameh, therefore. But if the chitzona, it's not repairable because it's ugly, and you do not switch right to left. The omer ulavi tamer rabba baruchana, even though I know you're thinking, what in the world does that do with Shabbat? But he said that just like bachlok leinyan tumakar bachlok leinyan Shabbat, but not leinyan chalitza. Now here's the third piece. We asked over there, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying? When he said, not Lina Khalitz, everybody agrees. Meaning, I'll leave it a man. I mean, you let me leave it a Rabbana. That since, what he's saying is like, since Gabi Tumi hold, you can switch. Mona Havi. Therefore, when your job is not me up. But not Lina Khalitz, because I'd rather fight than switch. And over there, it's a lot mono. But Znam, Khalitza shall small be a mean Khalitza takshera. And therefore, it should be just the opposite. Therefore, it's got to mean I'll leave it to Reuda. It's saying me the lenient tuma lav manu, lenient Shabbos nami lav manu. And you might think the same is true of chalitza. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, not legabe chalitza. There it is, a mana. But wait a minute, Eimer de Shamina, the Amir chalitza shall small be mean chalitza tak shera. That's only where it was a full kosher sandal for what it was meant to be. Lamilte manu. But over here, lamilte lav manu, because remember, if we're going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yudal's Nivzika Chitzona, it's not even a mana, because it's useless, because you can't switch it. So Amalab Manu, you're right. Okay. Lolama, leave it to Rabbi Yudal, and we're going to have to change it a bit. Instead of saying not Lagabe Chalitza, say even Lagabe Chalitza. Okay? And the Chidisha is a Kamashman, the Chiamnina Chotzer Shosvobish Agin Chalitza Takshira, that's only Hechad Lamilta Manu, but in this case, even Lamilta Manu, no. Wait a minute, you're saying Rabbi Yochanan, how's that Rabbi Yehuda? But on Rabbi Yochanan, look, you stand Mishnah. V'tzan sandal sh'nifzika akrat mi'ozna v'tikna. Tomei midras, my love, lo sh'na p'nimit v'lo sh'na chitzona. No, p'nimit dafka. No, because what do you say, chitzona my? What's the nitz tohor? Sh'ni yachi adatani, instead of going on to say nifzika sh'niya v'tikna tormina midras avatami marga midras. Couldn't you just say niflog bedida? You should say bamed, but the chitzona would be tor, because after all you're going to leave in Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef. Look, you know, it must be when it says two, both, it doesn't mean either side, both sides. It means two on one side, but they're both pnimiyot. So take mishtatein v'sandal shishol arba uznayim. Aha! So now we've got two reports about Rabbi Yochanan. I thought the whole deal was we could have attached Rabbi Yochanan. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole story about Yibum. So Shmami, I could Rabbi Yehuda's Svirale. No, what can we do? I'm Roin, you know, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, Tzan Hatan Kok Kleba Ale Batim Shioran Kerimonim. And Boi Chizkiah, what would be the din of Nikiv Kamotzi Zayin? And then you're Sotmo. And now again, Chozav and Nikiv Kamotzi Zayin again Sotmo. Until finally, there's so much stima that you need a root canal. And it's Yishalim Alamotzi Rimon. Mau. Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that Sadash Rivska Chadmios now Vitigna Tomi Midras? Nivzika Shinya Vitigna Tomina Midras, but it's Tomi Maga Midras, so this should be the same thing? Because we asked you over there, Maishna Rishona, Kaima Shinya, shouldn't it be the same? If the Shinya Nami Ahamakami Kaima Rishona, the Amarta Lam, Allah, on that case, Purim Kadash and Bolakat. Okay, so here too, we should say, it's Tomi Maga itself. Purim Kadash is Bolakat. Kori, oh my God, this kid is not human. Late Dane Barinish. Or Ikeni Amre. Now here, we finally got a human student in this class. Kagon Dane Barinish. Omre Bizerom Arava Barzimuna. Im Rishonim B'nei Malachi Imanu B'nei Anashim. Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim Anu Kechamorim. And don't think that Chamorim, I mean like Chamor Shur Pchadina Mendoza, like Rabbi Yipikas Ben Yoyer. I'm talking about your mean Chamor.